Okay, we have a motion on the floor, we have a second, we have a restated motion.
Yep. We may have to cancel the first one, or vote it down.
Would you like to rescind your motion?
Yeah, that would be the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
He's going to rescind his motion, which includes pretty much every language, all the language he's done up to here. Maybe Alderman Barber would like to write the council action sheet, because he wants to know what it says. And then I don't have to worry about him being unhappy with how I wrote the action sheet.
I resent that, because I'm not saying I'm happy about it, I'd just like to know what's going to council. And I think the committee would like it as well. I think it's a simple request, because I do want to include.
Okay, how about we bring it back to the council again after we draft the action sheet?
We need to go through all this drama. I want to know if we're asking specific, you know, specific people to give us a report on the status of the outstanding items.
Make a motion that, and then we can have a discussion on your motion. So you got a piece of paper, write a motion down.
I can give it to you. I would like to make a motion that we get a status report from staff about the outstanding issues that are on that list that you and Jill have put together, with an idea of what, with a statement of which items we consider completed.
Slow down. Regula has to write this motion, so, and it's getting really, really long. So how about, you want the.
Can I finish the motion?
Okay, go ahead.
That we would like a status report on all outstanding items that have, on the list that has been forwarded from the citizens in this group to the council for action, or for staff action.
For staff or council action?
Staff.
Is there any direction in that motion for someone to write that council action sheet? Because it's basically all that really needs to happen. Someone has to write a recommendation to notify the council. That, you know, so.
So, but it is this motion recommending the Common Council to request
it's
this?
It's his motion. Let him go ahead.
The status report from staff for action of right. The Common Council, correct?
If that's what it takes to get answers, yes, that's what I want.
I don't understand the motion. Could you read it back?
A motion for a status report from staff about the outstanding items on the list presented for staff action.
I simply want action to be taken on all the outstanding, a report on all the outstanding items on those that have been forwarded to the Common Council.
I've already presented that to this committee, and I've written all that, and I did that report for you. I know
we
which
we don't
ones.
Know what we never get a report back on what the outstanding items are. What action is being taken on the outstanding items. We know what the outstanding items are. Mm-hmm. Why isn't the city reporting on it? Why isn't the city doing anything?
Right, but what you're asking for is a status report. I can go through all the motions in my, I wish I would have brought it with you, because I can tell you, and I read in the record on this committee.
No doubt.
This is the motion, this has been done. This is the motion, this is, hasn't been done. So for now you're asking staff to write that same report.
No, I'm asking them to tell us why it hasn't been done and what action is being taken.
Okay. So the recommendation from the Quarry Monitoring Committee is, and I'm going to try to word this in what I think you want, and then maybe we can have a motion. Recommendation to the Common Council from the Quarry Monitoring Committee to direct staff to provide to the Common Council a status update on previous council motions, actions that have been taken,
not taken,
outstanding items, and reasons or dates when action will take place. Does that summarize it?
That summarizes it. That's what I was hoping for.
Do you have a set time when they have to have an answer, so don't go on for months and months?
Well, the council can set, when he's up there, he can make a motion to say, I'll put a suggested motion on there, and we can add a date on that action sheet.
I think no later than the end of the year would be what I'd want to see.
I agree.
Okay. And would you like to add that you would like that no later than the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay, so add no later than the end of the year. Okay.
Okay.
It's a month and a half to look at those items.
And since I clearly stated a whole motion, you should be able to go back to the record and listen to that motion. Alderman Barber, are you okay with how I tried to restate and make that concise?
I think you covered what my concern was.
All right. We have a motion made by Alderman Barber, restated by the chair. We need a second.
Second.
Commissioner Knuppel has seconded the motion. Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, I'm glad we got through that. All right, the next one is review and discussion on matters pertaining to citizen complaints, blasting data from Payne and Dolan, Stantec consultants, quarry monitoring activities, and information. And Rick Lou, do you want to give us an update on that?
Yes, we only have received one complaint since the previous meeting, and it's not included in the packet because it was received after the packet was sent out.
Do you have a date?
Yes, actually. November 12th, 10:38 a.m. And the peak particle velocity was below the PDD limits. And that's the only complaint that we have received.
Okay. Are there any questions? Alderman Barber.
I have one that is kind of reoccurring and keeps coming up. And when I look at the data, is there a better location than the 58th and Allwood location for a measurement? I'm concerned that every time, in all the blasts that took place, there was nothing reported at 58th and Allwood. And that seems to be a part of the corridor that's being affected, but we never have any data there. Could it be at a better location that would give us? Is there something unique to that site?
Well,
I guess we're suspending the rules. Your motion to suspend the rules again to allow comment because
it goes along with blasting data and citizen complaints.
I know, but we have closed input from the audience. We're working.
No, I'm asking it as a general question.
Right, and for responses to, I'm just going to allow it. Make it simple. We'll just let them answer the question. Technically, we would have to suspend the rules, but go ahead.
The reason that you're not getting that seismograph going off right now is because we're not doing much blasting on the south end. The blasting, most of our blasting up on the north end. That's why you'll see most of the time the seismographs that are going off are the two northern ones on 31st Street. The southern one typically will be like the third one that goes off, just because there's not the ground vibrations on that south end. So when we blast at one time on the south end, you'll see that monitor they go off. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, is it possibly a sheltered area?
No.
Because every one of the blasts, there has been no data.
If you go back and look at the years when they're consistently blasting on the south end, that seismograph
at that location,
all of those events. And then the far north one most likely went to. So it's just in proximity to the ground vibrations, because as Mike Sporis had presented, over distance those ground vibrations diminish, just like the waves when you drop a rock in a pond diminish with distance. Same thing here.
So there would be no problem with the equipment or anything, or the location you don't feel is a...
No, and that can be verified, too, by having that second seismograph.
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay. You don't have anything else, Rick? Okay, so I want to sum up the meeting then, and we actually have three action sheets. So we have the survey, and that action sheet will be due, actually due tomorrow. The committee appointments.
That will be on next week's council agenda, the survey?
It might be. It depends on if I get the action sheet written or not.
Do you need any help with that?
I guess because we don't have another member that's a voting member on this committee, you and I cannot work on that, although I wouldn't mind taking that, but that's another reason why it'd be great to have another voting member on here, because that would allow two people on the committee to work together on things. But our hands are kind of tied on that. And so then we have the rules, administrative rules recommendation, mm-hmm. and then the status request from the council, the really long motion we took so long to put together.
Okay.
So the idea is to get at least the survey done this time. The status request, I'm going to guess, is probably a higher priority for this committee than the committee procedures. Because I can't do them all, and I can't expect regular to do them all. So I'm very concerned with meeting the one. I'm less concerned with the other two.
I would be willing to work with any of you on any one of these. And then you could get Kristen involved, and it wouldn't be the, what do we call that? Walking.
Status report?
It's an open meeting.
It's not a walking quorum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, all right, so.
We would have had the mayoral appointment. We'd have the quorum that would do that with. But.
Well, since I have all of the information on the status, and that one is, I don't know if I can get that. There's no way I can get that one done for this.
Work with.
On the status for all of those motions.
Well, you've got it pretty much detailed out. What you did the last three meetings ago, you gave us the whole rundown on it.
Yeah.
I don't think anything has happened since. I mean, your
should be this committee thing, because this is the one you motion. This is your document, pretty much.
Well,
you know, if you want to do one.
I'll do it with it.
And there's really not a huge deadline on that one, because it's this.
I realize your workload. I'm willing to help. You just, I'll offer it again. If you want me to help on any one of those, I'm willing to go with it. And then you can be you can let Kristen know as another party.
All right, we'll
working directly.
We'll work on these and get what we can.
Just let me know.
Agenda. So, do you want this committee report on the very next agenda? Because if you want this report on the next agenda, I would suggest that would be the one you should do.
That's Tuesday?
Oh, no, it's due tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
No, I wouldn't be able to put that.
Which is the same thing you're asking about the status report, and I still have to write the survey.
No, I said the end of the month on the status report.
You want the council to have it by the end of the month, though.
I could wait till the 17th to have that goal.
Okay.
That would be a whole month.
Okay.
Work on that.
All right. So, you'll get this one for the next council meeting, and I'll try to work on this one for the next council meeting.
Okay,
so those will be the dates. So the only one we have tomorrow morning is the survey.
The only thing I'm worried about is that you hear enough comments saying that nothing ever happens, and I'm trying to push up that window and start to concretize the things that we can affect and get going. So.
Well, at any point, Alderman Barber, without this committee, you can individually ask to have something put on the agenda. Okay. I guess we're down to
this committee is the recommended committee.
Right, but we already made a recommendation, so you're just asking for an update from the staff. So that action
not
sheet.
Not simply an update, because I thought I was clear with that. I'd like to see when action will be taken.
Okay. All right, so the next item we have is we need to select a date for the meeting.
Do we want to coordinate anything with Mike in terms of terms of getting a contract? He said he could have information due by Wednesday or Tuesday.
Tuesday night, he said.
He's going to give us a menu of what he can provide with the input that came from the citizens today. He heard all of the things we'd like to see, so he's going to put it into a dollars and cents format, I'm assuming, is what he said he'd have for you.
Yeah, the next scheduled meeting typically would be the 21st or the 28th. I'm not going to be here for either one of those.
Oh, December.
Which is why we ended up having this meeting earlier, because we wanted to get that. So then the next meeting, if you want
well,
to get
I'm
it
thinking
before
that the 21st or the 28th is right around the 25th that I don't think we want to try. If we can move it up further or closer, that would allow for more citizens to be there as well without worrying about the holidays.
Oh, what date are you suggesting?
December 12th, the second Thursday in December.
Okay, the 12th?
The 19th, the third Thursday.
For this meeting?
December 12th is okay with me. I'll change my schedule to be there for no matter what.
Yeah, I'd have to change. I think I can do December 12th.
Okay.
I think the 12th would be better than the 19th.
For holidays.
Well, there's Plan Commission.
19. Yeah.
What day is Plan Commission?
19.
The 5th and the 19th. And I have a committee meeting with a bunch of people to take them to the Plan Commission on the 5th.
So it'd be December 12th?
Yes.
Okay.
I know I've got two other meetings on that day, but I had two other meetings today. I was only able to attend one of them, so I'll do the same thing.
For some reason, I didn't go on the right day. All right. We'll make sure you...
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Margie.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 We're
adjourned. Aye.
December 12th.
12/12.